Joining me on this Thursday segment is Rachel Grimm, as we are featuring Little Dixie Regional Libraries. There are four branch locations. We'll also be joined by children's librarian Katie Long. Last time, Rachel, you were in, you were having a tough day.
I was having a rough day. I'm happy to see you, Brad, though. Yeah, I was having a tough day that day.
Well, you know, the renovations were overwhelming and whatever. And you know, it got worse.
Things can always get worse.
It got worse.
True. I learned my lesson really well.
So that night.
That night.
A car collides with
the library.
With the actual library. Okay, yeah. So was there some damage?
Well, there was a little bit of damage. What had happened was a 17-year-old was driving, and he just accidentally, his foot slipped from the brake to the accelerator. It was a complete accident. He hit the back of the building. It did crash into the back of our library. It went in through a window. Luckily, though, the windows weren't even damaged. They just came in completely undone, which was kind of crazy, but it did collapse a wall. So we were lucky enough that we had the fire department and the police department were amazing. I want to thank them for being so professional. The 17-year-old that did it, he was very, very upset. And I have to say, the firemen and the policemen all came over and hugged him. And I think that was an incredibly sweet thing to do and a very kind thing to do. So that was wonderful. So anyway, it was a complete accident. We're getting that fixed as soon as possible. We have it all boarded up right now. We've got things ordered. So hopefully things will be back to work. But it just kind of stinks because it was our one room that was finished. And now we're going to be having, you know, to fix that. But hopefully it won't be that big of a thing. And it was an accident. We all have accidents, so it'll be okay. And nobody was hurt. That was the most important thing. Nobody was hurt. Nobody in the car was hurt. Nobody in the library was hurt. It was kind of scary. But again, we do want to thank the Mobley Fire Department and the Mobley Police Department for being so professional. And we're sorry to our neighbors, you know, for causing the accident that night. It was kind of wild that night. But thank you for everybody for being patient and understanding.
So your renovation project doesn't include a drive-through.
It does not include a drive-through, no. Okay. And I had to giggle. A bunch of my library friends from out of town were calling me, and they're like, "I hear that you're getting a drive-through today." And I'm like, "No, haha, no drive-throughs."
Got to smile about it.
All
right. So Rachel, where is the renovation project in Mobley?
Renovation is still moving along, and we're really excited. We had moisture mitigation done, and what that means is that we had so much moisture coming through the old concrete. You know, it's hard to remember, but the library is 100-plus years old, and so the concrete that we're trying to work with right now is from 1904. Which is considerably, you know, has some age on it. And so there's some moisture coming up. And so to make sure that we maintain the integrity of the walls, integrity of the building, we need to stop that moisture from coming up. So we put moisture mitigation on the floor. It's really not interesting to anybody, but if you see it, it's really cool. They put this huge, like this gross black tar stuff, but it's going to make sure that there's no moisture coming through the floors. It's not going to get on the carpet, and it's going to maintain the carpet for a lot longer than we've ever had, as well as like the walls and stuff, so we won't have rusting. So that is almost finished. We have about another week of that, and then we should be finished. And so I know that the bathrooms are a big issue for everybody. The bathrooms are done. We're really, really, really excited about that. And the carpet downstairs is finished. So once we get this moisture mitigation in the very far reaches of the library finished, we will be ready to open up the downstairs. I do want to kind of warn folks, next week they're planning on working on the lobby. And so what that means is that we're probably going to reroute folks into the old entrance, the old 1904 entrance. So if you haven't been in that entrance for a long time, it's going to be a fun time. And so the lobby's going to be closed down. They're going to be tearing out all the tile. They're going to be redoing everything. A few things to consider, though, that old entrance is not handicapped accessible. So we're going to make sure that we have our phone numbers and things available. So if you do need to come in and you can't climb the stairs, give us a call and we'll figure out something. We will bring books to your car. We will be accommodating, as you know, and it should only be for a few days. So we're hopeful maybe for 5 days. But once it's done, we're going to have access to the elevator back open. And so it hopefully will be quick. That's our plan.
So that's the update on the renovation project at Little Dixie Regional Library in Moberly. We should mention that today, the library, all the branches are closed?
We are closed, correct? Today, yeah, absolutely. Okay. We're going to be in Columbia today. We're going to a really cool conference. It's called the Missouri Library Association Conference. They have a conference every year, and this year we're in Columbia. And with it being so close, I was like, man, I hate for everybody not to get to go. So all four branches are closed for all of our staff to attend. So we will not be open today. None of the branches in Moberly, Paris, Madison, or Huntsville will be open, but we'll be open tomorrow. So please come see us tomorrow. We'll be happy to see you. Ask us how the day went. We're hoping it's going to be a good day. We're going to see all the library brands from around the state. We're going to go to different conferences about lock-in rooms. We're going to talk about programming. We're going to have some children's authors, some teen authors. We're going to talk about administration issues, building issues, which would be kind of fun to go to. There's some programs on like not getting overwhelmed. And so we're really excited. It's a fun thing. I've been year after year, and every year I always have a good time. And, you know, you always learn things. So that'll be a good thing. And while we're talking about MLA, I do want to thank the Moberly Friends of the Library. They donated money to let us go because, you know, it's sometimes it's not cheap. And so we really appreciate the Moberly Friends of the Library for all the fundraising and all the things that they do that allow us to go. So we appreciate that. And then just remember, all the branches are going to be closed today. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Does Katie get to go?
Katie gets to go. She's very excited.
She gets to go.
I think this is her first time.
Okay. Katie Long, Children's Librarian for Little Dixie Regional Library, with us now. She's got a fall program coming up.
I do. I have one scheduled for October 25th. It's a Thursday evening. It'll start at 5:30, so after dinner time, hopefully. And it's called Fall Frenzy. We kind of wanted to do something fall-themed, but not solely on pumpkins. So we've got a couple different crafts going on. We're going to do some jack-o'-lantern designing. We're going to have a couple games. We're going to make the cute little lollipop ghosts with the tissues and things like that. And then I've got a really cute little owl craft that'll use up some of our yarn and our solo cups and stuff. And it just comes out adorable. But there's going to be something for all ages. So even if you've got a toddler, we've got stuff that'll be safe for them to play with.
All right. So they'll get their dose of carving pumpkins somewhere along the line. This will be different, right?
Yes. Something no totally pumpkin different. Guts, no pumpkin seeds, no sharp objects like knives.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So kids, what age roughly?
You know, if they're able to sit up on their own mm-hmm. and hold something confidently, even if it goes in the mouth, we've got something for them.
And,
so
and a
everyone.
Family friendly, right?
Yes.
Very good.
And costumes are welcome so long as they are still family friendly. There may even be an Alice wandering around.
Oh, yeah. You've got some inside word there, huh?
Yes.
All right. What about construction worker costume? Well, that's a whole different topic.
There might be some YMCA people poking around. We might talk to some folks.
All right, Katie, so tell us, bring us up to date on the children's librarian section. What's going on? What do you got going on? Got some programs? Anything else?
Well, this is our big push right now because the programming room is the last room to get the moisture mitigation.
Okay.
So, but most of our books are out of storage, so we have access to them. So even if you don't see what you need upstairs in our temporary location, one of us can always run downstairs and grab that, or you're always welcome to place it on hold, and we can have it available for you usually within a few days.
Okay, sounds good. Are there children's librarians at all four branches? Or are you the one?
I am the official children's librarian. We do have kind of people who focus on children's programming and do story times and know their collections inside and out.
Very good. All right, Katie, we're going to pass the mic back. Let Rachel have the big finish here. You wanted to talk about Learning Express Library. What is that?
You know, it's that time of year where everybody's doing the RCTs, SATs, all the different kind of high school prep things that you're always worried about. And so I want to make sure that everybody knows about Learning Express Library. It is a free database that we have at the library. It's available on our website, which is www.ldrl.org. And so you call or you sign up at the library. It's completely free. You just use your library card number. And then they have practice tests and different kind of what is the word I'm trying to look for? There's different kinds of things that if you need to take the ACT, it'll pop right up. So I know that I have my cousin right now, and he's getting ready to take his ACT. And so I've signed him up for this, and he's just working on the math portion because the math portion is terrible. And, you know, it's always hard for everybody. And so he's been able to take four or five practice tests. They're always timed. They're just like the actual test. And it's amazing. And so then it immediately scores it for you so you know what kind of a score you'll get. And, you know, sometimes people online want to sell you these really expensive tests for these kiddos. And why buy something when we have something completely free? It's just use your library card number and then you have access to it. There's also postal tests. Sometimes folks need to take tests for the post office to get a job there. Real estate tests. So it's really a fun free resource. GED. We have lots of GED resources. HISET, which is kind of the new GED. So, you know, graduate, if you're going to graduate school, sometimes you need to take a GRE test. So all of those tests and practice tests are all available within this database. One other thing that some people don't think about is citizenship. You know, if you're an immigrant and you're trying to become a U.S. citizen, you have to take a test. And within Learning Express Library, you can take this practice test. You can look and see what things you need to study for. So again, completely free on our website. Just use your library card number and it'll pop right up.
All right. Sounds great. Good update. Mm-hmm. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank
again,
you,
the
Brad.
Libraries are closed today. Close back today's. Open tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Katie Long and Rachel Grimm, my guests here on Quick Slam this morning.